Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, Jessica. The name of the person I'm transferring is Susan Coffin.
Okay, perfect. I'll take it from here. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Hi. So again, my name's Jessica. The call is being recorded here. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Yes.
Okay, and just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
No.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear. Do you know what year you were diagnosed with that?
I was diagnosed on March 11th, 2015.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No, I do not.
No. Okay, no worries. And then next year, the Depo information, did you consume or use the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay, and did you use it for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay, and within that 1 year, can you confirm if you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
I did it for 2 years, and it was 8 injections.
Okay, so yes then?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know what year, estimately, you first started using it?
I started in May of 2000.
May of 2000. And then what year did you stop taking it?
July of 2002.
2002. Okay. And then next year, the injured party information. So you said you were diagnosed with a meningioma.
Yes.
Can you confirm your agenda for me, please?
My agenda is to maybe get...
No gender.
I was very... Oh, my gender is female. Okay.
Sorry, thank you.
I'm sorry. I have bad hearing. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. And then we have Susan. Is that S-U-S-A-N?
Yes.
Okay. And then can you spell your last name for me?
C-A-U, T as in Tom, H-O-N as in Nancy.
Okay. Perfect. And then the email we have here is, looks like it's grandmasue1515@gmail.com.
Perfect.
Okay. And then is your cell phone the 402-940-2966?
Perfect.
That's it? Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
402 North Plum Street, Plainview, Nebraska, 68769.
In the zip code, it was 68769?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that. And then is your date of birth?
July 26th of 1970.
And again, it's 7/26/1970?
Correct.
Okay. And then for the medical record release forms, your social?
504-70-7274.
Okay. And again, it was 504-70-7274?
Correct.
Okay. And then, do you remember the diagnosing doctor's name or at least the facility?
Dr. David Franco, a neurologist.
Okay. At what hospital or facility?
York General Hospital in York, Nebraska.
Okay. On Lincoln Ave?
Yeah.
That's one. Okay. Did you have treatments there as well?
Yes, I had surgery and I had antibiotics called interferon.
Okay. And it was all done by the same doctor, same facility.
Yes. And I also
Okay.
had surgery done on the 12th day. I had a craniotomy done.
Okay. Gosh. And then has there been any prior cancer diagnosis for you?
No.
No. Okay. And then do you remember the prescribing who gave you the injections, either the doctor or facility clinic you went to?
Yes. Yes, that would be Dr. Renee Elbin in Norfolk, Nebraska.
On Benjamin Ave?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then your pharmacy name?
Plainview Pharmacy. I've always went to them because I live right here.
In plain view then?
Yes.
Okay. On Main Street?
Yes.
Okay. And then there would be a medical record to indicate the tumor and type, at least with the doctor.
Oh, yes, at the hospital, but please check
Okay.
it for yourself.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. And then the emergency contact information. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an
Okay, that
emergency contact?
I would.
Okay. Do they live with you?
Yes.
Okay, and then their name?
Ronnie, RONNIE. Steele, STEELE.
Okay, then their relationship?
Fiance.
Fiance. Okay, and then his phone number?
402-582-9119.
Okay. And then let me make sure nothing else is needed. Is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Sure.
Okay. So
That I kind of have hard to do. If I have to sign it, can I electronically sign it with you?
yeah.
Because that my phone is just it I need a new one.
No worries, no worries. Let me just put you on a brief hold. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
Thank
thank you.
you.
One second.